We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to the 8th chapter, page Ayin Beis. And he had spoken about different types of knowledge. And he's about to tell us something which, at first glance, is going to rub you the wrong way. So give him time, let him develop his thought. And because it's going to rub us the wrong way, we're going to go through it. We're going to try to at least come close to finishing the thought, or at least finishing part of the thought. Page Ayin Beis. Haidia hachakiriyit. Knowledge that is attained through research, through analysis. Hi chokhma gdola etzel hapilosofim. The philosophers think it's a great form of wisdom. מה שמביאים מופתים וראיות מוכחיות על מציאות הבורא ואחדותו. They use their intellect, they use their logic, they use their proofs to bring proofs. And they think they've proven that the Creator exists, He is single, and He always was. ויכולתו in His capacity והשגחתו and He's watching over. אבל חדל ממנו אמיתי אל תיגע בו. He says here a very interesting line. This is what I said would rub you the wrong way. He says, stay away from it. Don't touch it. Don't touch the philosopher's logic. אחר שחננו השם בחסדו והרעננו בתורתו, being that Hashem in His kindness, He enlightened us through His Torah, ואתה מלך אל התפלספותו אשר טרם ישיג דבר, why should you deal with all the convoluted and complicated proofs that they begin without knowing anything and they work their way through darkness? And you, in moments, your eyes are shining. You could understand, you could know. But they have to work their whole life trying to figure something out. They're starting from scratch. And the wise king already warned us, "Betachel Hashem bechol libecha ve'el binatchal tisha'en." You have faith in Hashem with your whole heart. Don't rely on your own logic. Bechol derachecha da'eu, know Hashem in all your ways. V'u'yeh yasher ochotecha, He will keep your path straight. Al tehi chacham de'enecha, don't be wise in your own eyes. Yirah et Hashem v'sul meira, fear Hashem and turn away from evil. Those are verses in the beginning of Mishlei. Haynu shelo la'asot ha-mitzvot, meaning he's telling us the following. Don't do the mitzvos, even those mitzvos that make sense to you, don't do them misibat chochmatcha v'yosha binatcha. Don't do them because it makes sense to you. A person can sit down and analyze and he says, makes sense to me not to steal. Makes sense to me not to kill. A lot of things make sense to us. Boggles my mind how many stories have come my way from people who sat in these classes and argued the most moral arguments. And then, when they were in the army or in all kinds of other scenarios, suddenly they didn't live up to all that logic. And you have to ask yourself, why? And we're given a very simple formula. Yira et Hashem, v'sul mira. You want to turn away from evil? It's through being a God-fearing person. And we saw it in last week's parsha. Avimelech tells Avram, what do you want? We have a legal system here. What are you so worried about? Why'd you have to say she's your sister? And Avram says, yeah, I know your legal system. You're just not God-fearing people. And without the fear of God, anything goes. Anything. The Nazis also had a legal system. The Sodomites also had a legal system. So the fact that you have a system, and you have a logic behind your system, and you have a lot of philosophers who agree with your system, the Nazis also had philosophers, the Sodomites also had philosophers, so your logic leads you to a logical conclusion, tells us the Sefer HaMidot, I'm warning you, stay away from that. Because if you're going to try to work it out based upon your own logic, so sometimes you'll get it right, sometimes you'll get it wrong. You have something that's very clear. And if you have the truth, you don't have to look for the logic and tell yourself, well, what's right and what's wrong. Rak yirah et Hashem. What does Shlomo HaMelech tell us? Be a God-fearing person. Umitzad yiratcha teora tiyeh sar mira. And it'll stem from your pure, true fear of the Creator that you will turn away from evil. The more I live, the more I respect these words. When I was a youngster, I couldn't respect this. I studied philosophy a lot. And logic was a very important part of my life. And I never understood Chazal who spoke this way. But then I encountered an Amona and a Gush Katif. And a lot of other things happened in our little country and in the world around me. And suddenly I saw that people who claimed they were moral people, when push came to shove, they had a very hard time standing up to it when they didn't have the Yirat Hashem, the fear of God. Chazal used very harsh words about this. So he's not saying the logic is wrong, and that's where he will expand on this point. He's not saying you shouldn't know the logic. He's just saying your connection to Hashem has to be a connection to Hashem, and that's why I'm doing the mitzvos. Because we can't rely on ourselves. We're very biased, and when the heat's up and the pressure's cooking and the doctor knows that he's going to lose his parnasa if he's going to tell on the other doctors who botched up an operation, and it's a question of does he side by the patient or and risk his own personal livelihood for life or does he not, it's very, very difficult. And the same thing goes for many other instances. How many people gave testimony that policemen beat them up and then said they lifted a finger against them after Gush Katif? Not one, not two, tens. Tens, you could say one person's inventing a story. But tens? Tens of people? Women? Children? So how come the police are all together and they have the same story? You start seeing that when a person's in a system and there's the pressure of the system, as much as a person can claim he's a moral person, if there isn't the aspect that I have to stand before God for what I do, then the other things just don't hold water. I had a friend who argued with me philosophically for years. Years. And at one point, he took off his yarmulke. He decided he's leaving it all. And I asked him, what type of person will you be 10 years from now? And he said to me, my kindness never stemmed from the Torah. And even in that conversation, even in that time that we were together, he did actions that showed it just wasn't the same person. That same time we were talking, we went through a bookstore. This was a guy who would never take a book off the shelf without putting it back. Suddenly he did. What about the next guy? What about the bookseller who has to spend time putting the book back? It's a small act. I'm not saying it's a wicked person. I'm just saying the level of sensitivity that the Torah trains us. And these were small things I saw as I was talking to him. As I'm talking to him, and this was our parting conversation. Our last conversation was in a bookstore. It's been maybe half a decade to a decade since we spoke. Shlomo HaMelech warns us, and that's what he's warning us here. He says, he begins with a very harsh statement. He says, stay away from this logic. But we'll see in a minute what he means. That's why I said you have to hear him out. Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. U'mayakud Ivram Shorer Chassid Alav HaShalom. And how precious are the words of the great singer King David when he said, Tuvtam Vadat Lamedeni Ki Mitzvotecha Emanti. He says, Hashem, please give me good logic, good understanding. Teach me, for I have faith in your mitzvos. Explains the Magid Midovno, Mashal L'Shlosha Anashim Cholim Al Machla Achat. It's similar. Imagine you have three people. They all have the same disease. And the doctor brings them all the same medication. The first guy, he doesn't know medicine. He says, okay, this is what the doctor says, this is what I do. So he became cured. The second guy, he knew a little bit about medicine. Like women, very often they know a little bit about this and a little bit about that. And he started analyzing. Well, the doctor told me to take 2 pills of this and 3 pills of that and 4 pills of this. Well, let me see. What happens if I do a little bit of this and a little bit of that different? And the things that didn't make sense to him, he didn't take so seriously. He'd get rid of them. He'd sift them. He'd sift what the doctor says. And he died in his illness. And I can tell you, these are things I've seen with my own eyes. It's very interesting. He gives a mashal. But I had friends who had heart disease, and the doctors told them which medication to take. And they figured, well, this one's expensive. I guess I could do with only these two. It boggles your mind when you hear how people decide they know better than the doctor. Hashlishi haya baki kmo hashini. The second guy, he understood medicine just like the third guy was as smart as the second guy. Aval haya yodea ki harofe baki yoter mimenu. But he knew the doctor was smarter than him. Begam ki chakar velo evin kama dvarim. And even though he explored and there were some things he couldn't understand why the doctor said them, samach atzmo bezot al chokhmat harofe ki rabai. He relied on the doctor. He said he's smarter than I am. Veim ken lo zikt atzmo b'chakirato kol mouma. And then turns out that his intellect wasn't harmful to him, because he didn't harm himself. He didn't assume he knew better than the doctor. He listened to the doctor. So too, the average guy, he does the mitzvos, and he can't philosophize with you. That's fine, but he's doing the mitzvos. He's living a moral life. But when a person starts philosophizing and he starts having reasons and explanations for every mitzvah, it becomes easier for him to transgress a mitzvah that he doesn't understand. But when a person begins by recognizing, okay, Hashem's running the show and he's smarter than I am, then tachlit, much smarter than I am, and ofel b'chakirato, then when he analyzes things, that won't cause him to fall. Lachen itpalel v'amar. That's why David HaMelech prays and says, Tuvtam v'dat lamdeini Hashem, I want to understand. V'atam ki mitzvotecha emanti, because I have faith in your mitzvos. I can afford to understand because my understanding won't get in my way of keeping the Torah. Hu she'amar achalai ikonu drechai lishmo chukecha. I desire to have my path watching your laws, otam she'en lehem tam, even those that are statutes that I don't understand, az lo evosh ba'abiti ben chakirato. Then I can handle analyzing the Torah, el kol mitzotecha sichliot, the mitzvos that are logical. So even though he began by saying an extreme statement, he says, don't try to figure it out. That's not what he means. He explains later. He says, most people who try to figure it out, the second they reach a point where they don't understand, at that point, they stop observing. And that's why he's saying, so then stay away from it. But he says, if you could begin with Yirat Hashem, having a fear of God, then you could work your way to understanding as well. And he's in the middle of the thought, but we're out of time, so we'll pick up here Bezalel Hashem later in the week.